Warning, explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Muse Podcast. This is episode 4 of the Harmonium Music Festival series that we did. This will be the last one. To remind everybody, Briggs and I headed out to Harmonium at Rock Maple Woods, which is around here in New Hampshire, on July 1st. Before we go any farther, thank you very much, Mike and Nani, for giving us the opportunity to do this, to the Cecils for hosting. What a fantastic day. So, these 4 episodes were all recorded in the Super Airstream trailer. If you remember, we started out with young Casey Grennan, and then moved on to KB Worley. We went on to the Square Circles band, family band. That was, you know, an experience in itself. And closing out the series is a young man named Buddy Hutchins. Buddy walked in, tuned up, knocked it out. I knew Buddy was going to be great. We have a mutual friend, but I had never seen him. I'd never heard him play. And wow, you know, I can't wait to hear what Buddy does in the next couple of years. We were both just knocked out, Briggs and I. So anyway, I'll let him tell you the story. He's got an interesting story. He sings 2 songs, and man, what a great way to finish up the series. Thanks again to everybody who came in, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. We have a couple of really interesting things coming up in the next couple of weeks. These things have already been recorded, so I can't wait for you to hear them. And hit us back with some feedback at themusepodcast.com or on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Definitely share it with your friends. Things are starting to get up to speed here. So we have a lot of stuff coming up. Definitely pass it along, themusepodcast.com. Or just subscribe on iTunes, Android. To be honest, it would be really sweet if you leave us a review. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, Buddy Hutchins.
Ever calls me, I keep a bag packed by the door. Her voice on the phone is whispering, I miss you more. Faster than I turned 19, she said goodbye. She's a reappearing vision I've dreamt of most of my life. I should have moved on, but I didn't. I kept all her things. Disconnected my phone, it was torturous hearing it ring. I gave my whole life to her, she didn't let hers go too fast. Young poets in love at first sight, but never at last. What should I do about this now? I'm wounded by the pain of not knowing how. When I walk through her door, I won't have the right words to say. Hey, yeah. My heart will beat out my chest like on our first date. A song that will move you will best lines unsaid. The best kind of love you can have will come back again. She let me back in. Remember the nights and the lights that we saw on the beach. By the water we'd run as if we'd get caught by the sea. I kissed you on the lifeguard stand with a hand on your cheek. The moonlight reflecting in your eyes was all I could see. What should I do about this now? blinded by the pain of not knowing how. When I walk through her door, I won't have the right words to say. Hey, yeah. My heart will beat out my chest like on our first date. A song that will move you will leave the best lines unsaid. The best kind of love you can have will come back again. She let me back in. To say, but you leaving me all alone has shown me a way. It's a burden I'd bear a thousand times over for you. As much as it hurts, if you're happy, then I will be too. What should I do about this now? By the pain of not knowing how. When I walk through her door, I won't have the right words to say. Yeah, yeah. My heart will beat out my chest like on our first date. A song that will move you will leave the best lines unsaid. The best kind of love you can have will come back again. When I walk through her door, I won't have the right words to say. Yeah, my heart will beat out my chest like on our first date. A song that will move you will leave the best lines unsaid. The best kind of love you can have will come back again. Hey, yeah. The best kind of love you can have will come back again. Hey, yeah. Again. Hey, yeah. Again. Let me back in.
Cool. What was that song called?
That's called The Best Kind of Love.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. We're just getting the AC back on in here. In the ear screen.
Warms up quick.
I'm sweating all the beer I drank last night. And I'm sweating it right up.
No, we turn it off and it heats up. It'll come back on.
Yeah, cool.
That's great.
Get the air moving around.
Let me get one more. Cool. Mic out, and we are,
and we're good.
Go. We're
cool. Yeah. Right on.
So, best kind of love. So, you were telling us a little bit before about where that song came from.
That's my newest song I've been working on because I'm at a point now where I'm trying to focus on myself and trying to focus on what's going on around me. And I was with this girl for a year and a half, and totally broke down all the walls I had built up, and she moved right into my life and. You know, we were going strong, and it's this great thing. And so I'm like, I got to write a song about this. I got to capture what I'm feeling. And that's the resonating thought that kept going through my head is the best kind of love. What is the best kind of love? What is it to me? What I've never had this before. I'm trying to figure this out. And so I was noodling around with the idea, you know, best kind of love. And then it got to a point where we hit a rough spot, and we're going through it. And I said, well, the best kind of love will come back no matter what. You know, and everybody would tell me that no matter what happens, where you guys go, the best kind of love for you will always find you, no matter if it's with a person or, you know, whatever you love doing. So as I would work on the song, you know, lyrics and things would just jump into my head like, oh, what better way to write a song than stuff you actually know about and done, you know? Right. And it's some of the lyrics, like, remember the nights and the lights we saw on the beach, you know, we'd go up to Old Orchard Beach and walk the beach at sunset and, you know, we're not together anymore. So,
Sorry to hear it, man.
No, it's all good, man. You know, the best kind of love is going to come back at some point, you know?
And right on.
You just got to keep that hope of where your love is.
The song comes across authentic as hell. It really does.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's another point. I put out my first album a few months ago, and the songs on it are great. You know, I love them. But I was writing about stuff that I saw or I thought or, you know, stuff about, I'll be honest, it's stuff I didn't even know shit about.
And you mean on the album
last album. Yeah. I was writing about stuff I had no clue, and I'm like, I'm hitting a rough spot where, like, I'm stretching for lyrics. What do I write about? And this song was the first one that I've written that's just broken through dead honest, start to beginning, start to end. Everything is an event that's happened, and that's a totally different avenue I've taken.
It's a great avenue, man.
Yeah.
It's a good place to be.
It's funny. We were admiring your Rolling Stones cell phone cover.
It's only rock and roll.
Can you not hear? Brace, can you not hear? Like, I'm hearing the whole thing. Oh, damn, son, that is right there, right?
Throw that little Dylan action in, you know.
Yeah, right. I know, but it's more than that. It's like it's like what authentic means to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't mean you're like, oh, I got up today, I had some eggs, I'm going to do my thing.
Yep.
It's like your interpretation of what's important to you, right?
And the funny thing is, being a musician, you have the ratio is a dozen to one songs like that. 12 songs all right that are about cooking eggs in the morning. And then I'll get to that one song in the afternoon is like, shit, I got to talk about something bigger than myself. And when I wrote this song, I wanted it to connect with people that they can say, I've been through that.
Right.
I can sing those lyrics and say, that's me.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where I'm going now, so.
Right. How long have you had this song kicking around in your head?
I was with my girlfriend 4 or 5 months ago and I started writing it, and here we are now. So it's probably 4 or 5 months old, you know, and I didn't really finish it till, you know, a couple months back.
Right.
But the ideas have always been stirring, you know what I mean? I'm always jotting little notes down and observing things, and
so that's how you do it. You have fragments and ideas.
Fragments.
How do you keep track of them?
Slips of cardboard, sticky notes.
This comes up on the podcast all the time.
Memos.
Everybody's got their own way.
You do voice memos.
Yeah, totally. I'm talking to my phone in the bathroom at 3 in the morning when I'm
right
getting
on.
Ready for work. You know?
Yes.
That's exactly
right. There's a lot of people who do that. Plus, you know, there's that thing where you can share it right to your email. So then, like, you just pull it or wherever you want to share it to, right?
That's the cool thing.
You got them all in one spot. So if you lose your phone, you don't lose all the ideas you had for the last year, right?
The cool thing about this is the song finds you, and you gotta oftentimes I'll shut myself off and say, I'm gonna write this song, I'm gonna say what the words are, I'm gonna construct it, you know, and that doesn't work because the song will fight you tooth and nail to be written how it wants. And the best thing to do is just sit back and say, I'm just gonna say it like it is, you know? I'm gonna say what I'm going through, what I'm feeling. You know, I got to a point in my song where I needed a break, I needed a bridge. I said, what should I do about this now?
Right.
I'm wounded by the pain that I don't know how.
Right.
You know, and it was just honest. I didn't know where to go with it, so I said it.
Yeah. So how did you come up on this, you know, this sort of way of working? You have some pretty strong ideas about how this should go. Like you say, you want it to be the song's going to come to you.
Yeah.
Was that a long process?
it takes a while because I've been writing songs for 2 or 3 years, and some of them, the ones you don't plan will come to you in an afternoon. You'll just sit down and write them. And then I'll slave over songs. And when I was with my girlfriend, I was like, I got to write a love album because this is something I've never been through and I want to capture this and share it with people. So I'm writing all these love songs and like things I love about us, we're doing, things I'm feeling. And all of a sudden, boom, broken up. No more. The love's gone. And that's when this song took a turn for the negative.
Right.
You know, that's not a bad thing. Negative's not always bad.
Of course.
So I'm writing this, you know, best kind of love, you know, well, what can I do? You know, she's gone. Remember all this. Remember what we did, you know. So the song's...
You're being authentic, right? Like,
what else do you want from me, man?
No,
you
know? I'm agreeing.
No, that's exactly what you want.
I'm complimenting you, right?
As an audience, what else do you want from me?
That's
to
exactly.
No, but Cody,
there's not the... A lot of people miss that.
Yeah, right.
Buddy. I mean, they're not getting that idea. They're
people, they also know when it is authentic, though, too. You know, people can sense it and feel it, and it comes through.
And
you know,
it's authentic. I close my eyes when I play because I'm it's like a movie reel. I'm seeing this all take place.
Kind of go to the space.
I'm reliving those emotions I was feeling when I was writing, you know?
And right on.
So do you have like some influences that are like that, or does it come from
a this different song, way? I have a few favorite bands. One's the Rolling Stones. I love Bob Dylan. I love, you know, Jimmy Reed, all the blues musicians. Mm. I love that stuff, folk. but I love Taylor Swift. I love Taylor Swift. And when I was like, I got to write a love album, you know? What better artist to study than Taylor? So that's what this song is. I call this my Taylor Swift song.
Right.
It's like, if I picture her singing this, I wrote this for her to sing, actually.
Right on.
She never hears it. But like,
that's it's a good choice for putting on the podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, get it out there.
How
would
she feel if she was going through a relationship and then everything just took a turn for the worse? And I don't know. I just picture myself as Taylor singing it, you know?
Yeah.
But influences, I love everything. I love punk, you know, folk is my thing, you know, so.
There's definitely I'm getting a punk vibe off the
whole thing. Yeah, anyway. Same.
Just because you're not overthinking a lot of it. You're just kind of getting right to the point.
Just doing it. Yeah.
Which I personally love.
Same. You know, me too.
Money talks and bullshit walks, man. Yeah. That's the extent of it.
Yeah. So where are you in do you try to get a bunch of songs together, like sort of whatever, a bunch of flowers and then make an album or
put them in a bouquet?
How does it work?
My flowers are usually wilted, dead, trampled on. You know, and I kind of hold them up, you know, and try and make a bouquet and say, I got this for you, you know, right out of the weed garden.
Right on.
But do you separate it out? You figure, I'm done with that album. I'm going to go play a bunch.
That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
I've been working on my latest album, Ain't That Something, for 2.5 years. I was writing songs, and those were kind of more like a perception of my view of life. Right. A young man, what does he see? What does it mean to be in my shoes? And that's kind of concept I was going for on that album. And that's all I was writing, you know what I mean? I was writing about political things and Uncle Sam and Stick It to the Man and stuff like that. And now I'm like, there's so much more I can talk about. I haven't talked about me yet. I haven't told you who I am, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm kind of letting you in to see my heart so that maybe you can connect with that. And
yeah, well, a lot of people... Yeah. Feel the same way, they just don't know how to put it into words.
Sure, it's tough to articulate, right?
It's tough. Yeah. This song is the only one I've had for like 3 months, and I've written a shitload of things, and it's like, no, that's not it. That's not it. That's not what I want to say. And you go round and round and round, and it's mentally tiring. It really is.
Well, there's no question.
Sure.
I mean, this is one of the coolest things I think that humans can do. Of course, I'm biased, but I mean, you just... Let's make these sounds in this way. And then everybody goes, oh my God, I totally get that. You know,
right.
Like, how did you do that? It's like magic, right?
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, I didn't do it for some weird reason. This song was already there and I plucked it out of the air and said, okay, people need to hear this.
Yeah.
And that's the weird. You're just a messenger. Yeah.
So what got you into doing this for reals? Like going from like, this is going to be fun.
Purpose, man. It's I do this or, I work a 9-to-5, you know, and I do both, you know, it calls you and you get to a point where you're playing, you're learning things, you're writing. And I was covering songs in the beginning when I first started learning to play. I'm like, oh, this is cool. I can play, you know, some Beatle tunes or some Dylan songs. And then all of a sudden I'm like, shit, I'm just as important as these people are.
Yeah, you are.
I have just as much to say as anybody else.
Yeah,
and like,
do.
I can't waste that. I can't just let that go. You know, you got to touch people. You got to reach out to them and grab them by the horse collar and say, listen, man.
Right.
Shut up and listen, you know?
What's the live experience for you, the live performance experience been like? And you know, where are you right there?
Nerve-wracking. I hate it.
Really?
It's fucking crazy.
Do you hate it for the entire time you're on stage?
I hate it for the first 5 songs.
Oh, really? And then what happens?
The last song is beautiful. It's a bliss, man, because you get so comfortable. I'm very nervous when I get out there because part of it's insecurity.
How long have you been doing it? I mean, how long have you been professionally going on stage and rocking this
year?
Did you ever play with like a band before, or was it always just you?
I've played. I had a band in high school. We called ourselves Send My Regards.
Yeah, I love band names. Could you say that one more time, please?
Send My Regards.
Send My Regards
to Broadway.
Very. That's not what they're at.
Yeah, but you know, we were just a high school band. We, you know, joked around and had fun in the afternoons and stuff, but. The best band I've ever played with was Marty England and the Reconstructed.
Martin is
best
the fucking man.
Band hands down.
He's the sweetie.
This is Nelly. This is Marty's guitar, Nelly.
It's actually Marty's guitar that you're playing right
it's
now?
Marty's
right on.
Did you steal it from him when he wasn't looking?
So,
is he
going to
get really pissed? Because he's at this festival, you know?
Oh,
right?
He is?
Yeah. I saw him earlier.
Oh, God.
No, I saw you have a Nobulu sticker and shit.
So how do you know Marty? I snuck into their barn and took it one night when they were having band rehearsal.
How do you? We're talking about Martin England. His band, his current band, is called The Reconstructed. He's been in a number of really great bands. Yeah. Pondering Judd comes to mind.
That's
and
where
of
this
course, and just as like a straight solo act as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, Marty's a legend around here. And so can you tell the story? Don't tell the story if you don't feel comfortable. Can you tell the story? How did you end up with the guitar?
Absolutely.
That's a great story. You get me?
Yeah. My senior year of high school, I had his wife, Jen, as my English teacher.
Right.
And that was around the time 2 years ago when they were starting their nonprofit Continuum Arts Collective.
Yep.
And she, I guess, noticed my aspiration as a young musician to play. I had a really cheap knockoff guitar. You know, I could barely even play the damn thing. And I guess she put word into Marty that, hey, you know, I got a perfect pilot kid that we can start, you know, practicing our continuum on.
Right.
And so first time I met Marty, he came to the high school. And I went down to meet him. He was carrying this guitar case right in front of me here with all the stickers.
And talk about the commitment.
Nelly was inside there, and I shook his hand. He said, I'm Marty. I said, I'm Buddy. Good to meet you. He said, this is for you. I said, what? What do you mean? What's for me? Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting it all emotional in here.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, man. It was humbling because he didn't know me.
Yeah.
He didn't know. He was just going on what she had told him.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
They're beautiful people.
Yeah, they are.
They're so down to earth. And
So... Do you write on that guitar?
This guitar, no. I haven't written on this guitar yet. And the thing with me is that
I'm not saying you should. That's just no. A cool question.
I'll right? play on it. I'll
I don't know. Sorry.
No. I play air guitar when I'm writing songs, and then I go to my instrument.
Actually, could you just talk about that? So you kind of write in your head.
I write in my head, and I think I write the lyrics first.
Yeah.
Because I think all day my mind's going a million miles an hour.
Right.
I'll write stuff down and think, okay. What kind of vibe did this song have? What do I want to say with my guitar?
Right.
And I'll sit down. I have an old Eco 12-string Italian made guitar. And that's the song. Whenever I sit down with that song, out of thin air, I get the idea. I get the picture.
That guitar feels right in your hand.
That's it. And I love Nelly to death. I use her when I play out.
Right.
But when I'm playing and trying to write at my house, that's the guitar I go to, and it just comes just like that, and it's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's we could talk about that all day.
Yeah. Instruments have a vibe to them and a mojo.
It's a certain
for
one,
sure,
and
right?
I'm not usually superstitious, but it's that one.
Nah, if it feels right, it feels right.
And
superstition aside, I'll
try and play it on another guitar or, you know, this one, or and it's not the same till I finish the song, and then I can play it on anything.
Gotcha. Yeah,
you know
that
what
makes
I mean?
Sense, yeah.
So...
Well, there's something special about 12 strings, too.
Oh, I love 12 strings.
Well, the funny thing is, I don't play 12 strings. Yeah. I strip six of them off.
What I was going to say, but the neck's nice and big, too, so your fingers can... Yeah. I'm not really a guitar player, so I love... I actually have a 12-string electric that I only play six strings on so I can get my fingers in there. Like, those tellies with boat necks are like my... Yeah. You know, and I hate those.
Yeah.
No, but I can't get my... Those fingers are too big, so I'm just a shitty guitar
player. The funny thing is, nobody plays instruments, man. It's just the people that do can fake it. Better than the people that don't play.
Right.
You know, that's how I see it. Like, oh, God, like, anybody could do this.
Yeah.
It's crazy that more people don't.
Yeah. So the live thing, maybe the secret is you just have to go, oh, we only have two songs now. Now I feel so much better.
Yeah.
Then three songs from the end, it'll be totally blissful.
Yeah.
And then after a while, you just back it right up.
Don't get me wrong. Live performance is the best thing I think musician can do.
Yeah.
But I'm just, you know, always insecure about myself and making sure I'm singing the right words. I'll get up there and I'll talk to the crowd and say some weird shit just to get comfortable and get to know them, you know what I mean? And then I'll play. And I always want to bring out new songs, but I freak out and then I'll play the old ones that I'm good at, you know. And then,
yeah, but that's come on, man. I mean, it's like you got to put in. Everybody has to take the steps.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry, I sound like an old dude, but you just do.
Oh, you are.
I am an old dude. That's how it is, right?
Come on, don't lie to yourself, man.
It's I believe me. I own this. It's all good.
Yeah.
But you just got to take the steps.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Put it this way: you think 3 years from now, you think you're still going to be doing this?
Absolutely. I'll be playing everywhere.
Well, there you go.
You know,
do you think 3 years from now you're going to walk on stage and be like, oh, shit, you know what?
I remember when I was scared about going out here.
You're not going to be anymore.
No, it's going to be awesome. I'm in this for the long haul, I think.
Yeah.
Because
I think you are.
I want to give back to people. Ever since Marty gave me this guitar, he's been my mentor through this whole thing. I'll go, I'll send him a text, questions. Hey, what would this sound like? I'll send him demos, lyrics.
Yeah.
He'll tell me what he thinks, you know, tell me it's god-awful, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's given so much to me, his time, you know, everything, his mentorship. And I just kind of want to give that back to the people that want to listen to the
right
music.
On.
Jeez, you know? Man.
And I think harmonium's a good place to be for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Just this here, is super cool.
You know, this is great. Getting along and playing music, so...
That's fantastic. So, what do you have a recording coming up? Are you going to record this? Do you think that way? I might be getting a little ahead of myself.
I'm not going to say.
Okay.
Right on.
It's a secret, you know.
Do you want to pimp anything while you're here?
My whole process of, because I'm new to the whole thing, you know, I recorded my first album myself,
right.
Mixed it, mastered it all by myself. And
you can totally do that whenever you want.
Exactly.
I love that idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brought it to Marty. I'm like, hey, I got an album. I got 20 songs ready to go. And he's like, whoa. slow down.
You got two albums.
They don't even know who you are yet, man. You got to give them a little, you know, don't bite off more than you can chew.
Yeah, right.
And he told me that. So I knocked it down to like 8 songs and. The rest might be on the next one.
I was going to say, you know, there's an old band from my era called Van Halen.
Oh, God. Okay.
And those guys wrote, they recorded the first two albums at one time, right. And they just waited a year to throw the second one out. Mm-hmm. That's happened a number of times.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
You may actually have
people love rarities and B-sides, this is great. You know what I mean?
No, and it sounds like you're writing all the time and you're doing the
I write every day.
That's great.
Like I said, it's purpose. It calls... you as a musician, because not everybody has it. Everybody appreciates it, but not everybody knows how to give it back.
Yeah.
And it's such a beautiful thing. Is it takes you to a whole new world when you're on stage or when you're delivering a song. You close your eyes and you're somewhere else with all those people. And it's, as a young man, it's crazy to be in that position because you feel like you're the Pope, for Christ's sake.
Well, it's an interesting way to put it, but
you got like a following of people that are right there with you, listening to what you have to say, and it's not about you, it's not about me, it's about us.
I think that's why it works, because you're not like, hey guys, watch how good I am. I'm going to show you watching me.
Yeah,
you
it's are a shared experience this. That we're
that's,
having.
That's
right
why
now.
I'm not getting too crazy with my guitar. I don't want to learn too much because then I'll be an egomaniac saying.
I don't think that's... I think you can learn whatever you want. It's not going to change who
that's
you are.
That's true.
Yeah. It's not going to change who you are. That's beautiful. You want to pimp anything else before we finish up?
No,
you
have any shows coming up? Give you anything else.
No, I mean like, you know, want to get people to come out and
no, it's all good. No album or recording in the near future.
Yeah, shows?
A couple shows. I'll be playing Apple Harvest this fall.
Great.
I play a couple coffee shops in Dover and Summersworth and stuff, so... just the little stuff. Get out there and I'm trying to write a book right now. So that's my next step.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
So music's kind of taking a back seat for a minute.
It's kind of the same
thing. It's all kind of related, right?
Yeah. You just kind of make what it's going to make.
Yeah.
And then it all, like you said,
as long as you're creating, right?
Yeah. Yep. That's my thing. Yeah.
So obviously people are going to listen to this. They're going to love that first thing.
Yeah.
They're going to want to hear it down
the
line.
Like
how do they how do they stay in touch? Is there any way to figure out what you're doing?
I got a Facebook page.
Buddy, you got a Facebook page.
Yep, facebook.com/BuddyHutchinsMusic.
Buddy so Hutchins Music.
They can find me there.
We'll call it out at the beginning of the we'll do an introduction to the podcast and I'll do
I'm on SoundCloud as Buddy Hutchins.
All right.
Great. I'm on YouTube. I got some videos on YouTube. And you can buy my latest album Ain't That Something on Bandcamp. For $10.
Beautiful, nice. Man.
Yep. Love Bandcamp.
The exclusive thing about Bandcamp is that I put the 8 songs on the album on Bandcamp. You buy the album, you get 9 bonus songs.
With the album. A good way to do it.
So,
that's so good.
That's
I'm
picture.
Not laughing at it. I'm laughing because it's such a good
idea.
No, I
love bonus tracks.
Plus, everybody does like, oh, look, you get a bonus track. Screw that.
Here's 9
about
of them.
9?
So there's more bonus songs than there is on the album.
I love
that's
everything
great.
So if you got the CD, you only get 8, but if you buy the album on Bandcamp, it's 9.
Honestly, man, I mean, after hearing that first tune, people are just going to be like, hey, you know, I do want to support what you're doing.
Yeah.
I want to hear what you're doing. Thank so you. Any way to stay in touch. So facebook.com/BuddyHutchinsMusic.
You got it, brother.
And I'm pretty sure that if I Google on Buddy Hutchins, I'd probably find you too.
Yeah,
thank you very much for doing this.
Might find some naked pictures of me too.
Wow. That's a super bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
I guess.
For the ladies.
Thank you very much for doing this.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. We're out.